asking your soul for things that are him. Today, God, you call it away. Oh, what would you give in exchange for? Oh, what would you give? What would? Oh, what will you give? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Or in today, God, you call it away. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, mercy is calling. Who won't you give him? Oh, Master, your Savior, still tenderly plead. Oh, risk not your soul in this precious indeed. What would you give in exchange for you? Oh, what would you? What would you give? Oh, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, in today, God, you call it. Oh, what would you give in exchange for your soul? More than the silver and gold of the earth, more than all jewels, thy spirit is worth. God the Creator has given its birth. What would you give in exchange for you? Soul, oh, yeah. Today, God, you call it away. Oh, what would you give in exchange for you? Oh, if when you stand by the bar-by, and oh, when you are waiting the balance on high, you should be sentenced forever to die. What would you give in exchange for? Oh, what would you give? Oh, what would you? Oh, what would you give in exchange for? Oh, if, oh, if today, God, you call it away. What would you give in exchange for your soul?
Amen. Let's sing this song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Amen. Hallelujah.
Not, O gentle Savior. Oh, tonight, Lord Jesus, here my humble, oh, hear a humble cry, Lord. While on others thou art cold, oh, please, Lord, do not pass me, my Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior. Oh, will you, Lord, hear my humble cry? Oh, why on others thou art, oh, thou art calling, Lord, oh, do not pass me by. Oh, let me, Lord, the throne of mercy, oh, find earth as sweet relief, oh, kneel and yearn
your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Oh, let's sing it to the chorus once again. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While others start calling, do not pass me tonight, Lord. Oh, even as Lord Jesus. Oh, you know all that is upon my heart tonight. Lord, pass me not by. I believe the Lord Jesus. Oh, your hand of blessings, oh God. Oh, will touch me tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, that's what, Lord Jesus, my faith, believe this evening, oh God. That, Lord, you never pass me by. I believe that your hands, Lord Jesus, your hands of blessing will touch me tonight. And so, Lord, I give all the praise and honor to you, Lord. I thank you, the Lord Jesus, you've made it to God. Yet another grace for me to be in your presence, Lord. Father, I thank you for the days so far, Lord. Oh, my going outs, my coming ins. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. Father, your church, your children, oh, tonight, all with one heart. Oh, believe in the Lord, you are here in your presence, Lord. Amen. Oh, they say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We give all the glory to you, Lord. Amen. Oh, blessed be your name. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that, oh God, we have this moment once again to be in your presence, Lord. The first service of the year, oh God. Father, we are here, oh Lord Jesus, because, Father, you've called us. And we believe that, oh God, as we have come with all humility, with godly fear, Lord Jesus, we know, Lord, we will never leave here the same, oh God. You will bless us, Lord. So, Father, even as you sit at your feet, oh God, let the Holy Spirit sweep over us and bring to us, Lord, the word, oh Lord, the word of life that you have preserved for us, oh God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated for a moment? And God richly bless you. Today is really bitterly cold. Amen. But that is not going to stop us, isn't it, sister? Very cold out there. Amen. But we thank the Lord. What is inside here is what is fire. Amen. So what is outside, it doesn't mean anything at all. Praise God. Oh, brethren, you are welcome to the house of God. And it's so good that tonight it's been the first meeting we are going to have in the presence of the Lord. And He has opened yet another year for us. And the journey towards the kingdom continues. Amen. Amen. The journey continues. And every true Christian actually has one aim, and that aim is to make it to the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every true Christian's aim is to make it to heaven. Amen. And that's why, you see, this world, we don't consider this world, a true Christian doesn't consider this world as a home. Never. That's why we call ourselves, or we see ourselves as what, pilgrims here. We see ourselves as what, strangers here. Praise God. This is not our home at all. This is not our home. And so, as we make the journey, one thing we must take notice of, we've entered the beginning of another year. Going through the journey, there will be trials. There will be troubles on the way. There will be battles. Praise the Lord. But one thing is that as long as you remain in line with God, any trial that will come your way, any battle that will come your way, God had allowed it. Believe that.
Praise the Lord. Because we are not going to have anything so easy and rosy. Praise God. Definitely trial will come. Because it is part of what? God's program for his children. Amen. And so when it comes, take faith and believe that God had allowed it. And if you believe that God had allowed it, and you do the right thing, praise God, which we are going to, which will be our title this night. If you say, Lord, take my hand, praise the Lord, then the trials, the battle that will come your way, you will surely overcome it. Let's look at Job. Praise the Lord. At the end of it, it became what? Blessings for him. Praise the Lord. And so that's the same thing we are also going through. So the only thing is that you do the right thing. That, Lord, take my hand. Praise the Lord. On the 31st, my sister in Ghana sent me something to encourage me, and I shared with the church on our WhatsApp, praise the Lord. Well, in short, it was, I think you know the story, how it goes, that a man crossing a bridge, and he felt that it was what, difficult for him, and so he asked God, God, give me, I want to hold your hand. Praise the Lord. I want to hold your hand. And God said, no, let me hold your hand. Praise the Lord. Then the man asked, that pilgrim asked God, but what is the difference? I holding your hand and you holding my hand, what is the difference? And Jesus said, there is a very big difference. Praise the Lord. A very big difference. Because when the rains will descend and the wind will blow, the storms will rise against you. And when it becomes so great, you will lose. When you are holding me, you will lose your grip. Praise the Lord. But when I hold your hand, oh, hallelujah. No matter how great the storm is, I will never let you go. And so, brethren, as we enter this year, the first thing we take notice of is that, Lord, take my hand. Lord, hold my hand. Put that upon your heart. Lord, hold my hands. Because no matter how the storm will rise against me, no matter how the battle will be, you will never let me go. You will take me through. You will take me through the storms. Something that you alone, you can never do it. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand to the reading of the word now? We will start with Hebrews chapter 3 as our studies, but we will come back to our topic. The Lord will lead us to our topic. So, first, let's read Hebrews 3, 15 and 16. That is what the prophet started with. Hebrews chapter 3. So let's look at that. And then we will read our scripture for our topic also this evening. So let's hear the word of God. Hebrews 3, 15 and 16. Let's hear the word of God. While it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. How be it not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. Amen. That's what the prophet read for the beginning of chapter 3, the Hebrews. Now let's read our topic, the text for our topic, and that will be found in Isaiah 41, 13. Isaiah 41, 13. It says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Oh, praise God. "I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Praise God. Oh, hold my hand, Lord, and take me through this year and even beyond. Oh, yes. Hold my hands, Lord. I surrender my hands, my heart, my thought, everything, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word, Lord. What an assurance you've given us tonight, the Lord, you hold our hands. And Father, truly, as our hands are in yours, we fear no evil. And Father, you said you will help us. Lord Jesus, we believe it, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, the prophet taking on Hebrews chapter 3, he started from verse 15. And he started in a way to show us that we as Christians, this world is not our home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This place is not our home. And he started in paragraph 119. He said, "Let's stop here a minute. The provocation. When they provoked." Now, what did God do? He said, Paul was trying to speak here. He said, what was it that led them out of Egypt? Was it Moses? He said, no. In short, what the prophet is trying to say here, that was it Moses who led the people out of Egypt? The answer is no. Amen. Amen. The prophet said Moses was the flesh instrument. But who actually led them out of Egypt? It was the hands of God. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. They were in Egypt. And then the prophet was trying to draw our attention to what? The situation that was in Egypt. That's where we are now. But we have moved out. We are what? On our way to the promised land. Praise the Lord. And then the prophet said, now God has his people with unsettled rest when they were down in Egypt. Let's take notice of that. Unsettled rest. My brother, my sister, this world that we are living in shouldn't be what? A settled place for us. It should be a place what? Where we rest, we sleep, but it should be an what? An unsettled rest. Amen. Praise God. We shouldn't make this place our home. This is not our home. Amen. He said they were out of their right position. Whilst the children of Israel were in Egypt, the prophet said they were out of their right position.
And so in this world where we are in a wrong position. This is not our position. He said they were out of their homeland. We are out of what? Our main homeland, we are out of it. This is not our homeland. Let's put that in mind. This is not our homeland. He said they were strangers and pilgrims. Amen. So we are what? We are strangers and pilgrims in this world. This is not our home. Said God was going to bring them from the housed in place in Egypt up to what? Up to a homeland. So now God is doing the same thing also for us. He's what? Gathering us out from a housed in place. Something like what? A prison. Amen. Housed in. We've been housed in here. And he said, as God was going to bring them out from a house in place in Egypt, up on a homeland, so is we also, God is bringing us out. Amen. The prophet said, a type of today, we are unsettled. Anyone who feels really settled here, then my brother, you're not. He said, we are unsettled here. See, here it doesn't take long. He said, he's going to give an example. He said, it doesn't take long. A little chubby-handed boy. See, like James just writing something over there. A little chubby-handed boy playing marbles. A little girl. Oh, like Stacy seated over there. Little girls with what? Dollies playing. So the first thing you know, you got what? Gray hair, like my own. They were just what? Young, like, just James seated here. In a short time, now James is going to what? Grow gray hair. Oh my. And then wrinkled up. There is something wrong here. This is not home. Oh, praise God. Fine girl. Oh, yes. Like Jesse seated there. Fine girl. There's more time. The hair grows what? White. Wrinkled up. No. He said, there is something wrong here. Oh, praise the Lord. This is not home. Amen. We are in a wrong place. Amen. Why should we change like that? Amen. Yes, sir. We are in a wrong place. That's why we say we are pilgrims and strangers. Amen. Something has happened. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in the wrong place. Oh, fine girl, then. Just some 20 years later, you see, everything changing. Sometimes when I look at my youth pictures, I want to cry. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There is something wrong. Prophet went on to say that a little lady said to her one time that this morning, said a little lady told me this morning about how people laugh at her sometimes. Then the prophet said, but dear sister, see, you are not of them people. You are not what? Of them people. We are a different people. So, little girls, when you go out, you go to school, and you ladies, at your working places, the way how you dress, people will just be gossiping about you, laughing behind you. Sometimes they made it to for you to know that they are gossiping about you. But why all you don't wear these trousers and other things that is something of the day? The prophet listened to the answer, and the prophet said, "But sister dear, you are not of them people. We are a different people. That's why this is not our home." So the other time, my little girl said, "Daddy, certain girls did certain things, and they did, you see." Maybe I think the little girl was talking about the way how they dance, because the prophet said they had these records of Elvis Presley, you see. And the prophet said, "I wouldn't want them in my house." Brother Wilmore have treated the question of music. I think one day if it will be allowed for him to give us a real talk on the question of music, that will be really very good. Because the other day when he brought it here for the Sunday school, I said, my. I never knew that music has so those things, and which was very, very true. Praise God. There is something behind it. So the little girl was complaining about some girls, probably the way how they dance, the way how they do things. Little girls, don't look at the way how they wrinkle themselves. Praise the Lord. It's because of the music they have been what? Hearing. Amen. That's why we are not from here. Amen. Then the daughter, the little daughter said, "But daddy, they are nice little girls." And he said, "They may be. I have nothing to say against that. But there is one thing. We are different. We are different. Not as that we want to be what? Different. Not that we want to be different." Praise the Lord. He said, "We are different, but not that we want to be what different, but what? It's because the spirit that is within, he has what? Come out of that." Amen. Amen. It's because of the spirit that is in us. We don't choose to what? To be different from anyone. But the spirit that is in us is working us through another way. Amen. A provided way. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The narrow way, the straight way. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. We don't want to be all different, but the spirit in us, you see. The prophet said, "You are of another world." You see. Said, "We don't want what? The rotten things of the world no more." My little ones, listen closely. We don't want the rotten things of the world no more. Christ has made us become what? Christians. Amen. And he said, notice, I want you to take notice of this. And he said, notice, not only that, not that he has only made us what Christians, but we profess that we are pilgrims and strangers. Amen. We profess it. Amen. Amen. We profess it by what we say, by our action, our desires, the things where we go. Oh, praise the Lord. Everything about us is professing that we are pilgrims and strangers. And so, when you read Hebrews 10:23, it said, "Let us hold fast the profession of what? Of our faith without wavering." Amen. Let's hold fast to that.
Amen.
That profession. That confession. Amen. Of our faith without what? Without wavering. He said, we are not of the world. See? We are not of the world. That's why when you read 1 Corinthians 2:12, he said, for he has what? Not given us the spirit of this world.
Amen. See?
We have not received the spirit of this world. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. See? Then, if you have received the Spirit of God, see, then you want nothing to do with the world. That's what we are taking through this year, 2017. We have nothing to do with this world. Because we have not received the Spirit of this world. We have received the Spirit that is of God. For us to know the things that are freely given unto us. And those things, see, we see the old world, you see, that world is just passed away. Amen. Now, the prophet gave a very good instance here in paragraph 130. I read it, then I went back to the scriptures to find where that scripture is. You know one thing? When Joseph, brethren, you know the story of Joseph. Amen. When eventually Jacob and the family were coming to live in Egypt, Pharaoh wanted to know their occupation. Said they are sheep what? Herders. Praise the Lord. Not knowing Egyptians is an abomination to them. Praise the Lord. It's an abomination to them.
Amen.
That is why a place was made for them, Goshen. Go and live there. Look at what unbelievers holding something as an abomination, they want to separate themselves.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I found it. I've never, maybe I've read it and just overlooked it. But when I read the Hebrews book, I saw it. I went back to look for that scripture. It's in somewhere, I think, Genesis 47. Amen. Abomination if you are what? A sheep herder. A shepherd is abomination to the Egyptians. So when Pharaoh got to know, he said, okay, it's good. Go, stay at Goshen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even unbelievers have something they hold, and so for that reason, they want to what? Separate themselves from what? From the thing that what? They don't believe. It's an abomination to them. What more as we Christians also? That we see the world as an abomination to us. Why can't we also separate ourselves?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Even an Egyptian could not even put his hands on what? A sheep herder. A sheep herder. That's what the prophet was saying. He was what? A different person, you see. He sees himself. He will not. No. It has nothing to do with what? A sheep herder. A shepherd. No, sir. It's an abomination to them. So separate yourself. Go and stay in Goshen. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
The prophet said, how then would a Christian like to put his hands on the things of this world?
How then would a Christian like to put his hands on the things of this world? Let us hold fast our profession. Amen. Of faith without wavering. Praise the Lord. Lord, brethren, as we enter this year, we have already entered this year. We are on our journey. Let us not put our hands on things of the world. Amen. Amen. It's an abomination to us. Praise God. Let's no hold, take hands. Let's come out from anything that is of this world. Amen. That's what the scripture says. Wherefore, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. Let us not touch their unclean things. The Egyptians will not do it. Let us also not do it. No wonder when a Pharaoh came who never knew Joseph, what happened? Look at the way how they subjected these people. They made them as what? Slaves. They never considered them as human beings. Praise God. For 430 years, they were under bondage. Let's put everything that is of this world under bondage. Amen. Under the blood. Amen. Amen. We have no part in those things. Praise God. And that's the way it is with a Christian today. When he's born again, it's filthy for him to associate with people who are drinking and telling dirty jokes and women naked and everything, you see, is filthiness. Amen. Hear what the prophet said? Said a born again is filthy for him to associate where people are drinking and telling dirty jokes and women naked. See? Is filthiness to the Christian. We are not of this world. We are pilgrims. We are strangers. And the prophet said, oh, blessed be the Lord. We are pilgrims here. We are strangers here. The spirit has what? Has been converted. And now, oh, listen here. We are looking for a city where women don't wear shorts.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 We are looking for a city where women don't wear shorts. We are looking for a city where they don't have beer taverns. Amen. Amen. Said we are looking for a city wherein dwelleth what? Righteousness.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. We are looking for a city whose maker and builder, which has foundation, and whose maker and builder is God. Amen. Now, from what we read, I said how the Israelites provoked God. And he said it is because of what? Their own belief, you see. But one thing is that now we are coming to God holding our hands. That we will surely in this journey, every journey there are battles. There are trials. Amen. And then the prophet said, God loves to manifest himself. Amen. That's why all these trials and battles come our way. Amen. Because God loves to manifest himself. See. Now let's look at what the prophet was saying here. He said the pillar of fire was sent to Moses. And Moses was sent to the children of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
In this our time, we have received the same thing.
Amen.
Praise God. The pillar of fire came to what? Malachi 4.
Amen.
And Malachi 4 was sent to us.
Amen.
God changes not in all his plans. Everything works. Praise God.
Yes, the pillar of fire over there.
The pillar of fire was sent to Moses. And Moses was sent to what? The children of Israel. And they were supposed to follow what? They were supposed to follow Moses. They could see Moses, and Moses saw what? The light. Amen. You remember one time? The people wanted to hear God speak. Oh, praise the Lord. So Moses, tell them to sanctify themselves. Praise the Lord. I will come down and speak to them. Amen. So that day, I could just imagine how for 3 days they've sanctified themselves. They've put on their best clothes. Today we are going to hear God speaking. All the time, Moses will come and tell us, God says so, God says so. Today we are going to hear from God himself, from his mouth. Amen. So the people got ready, but they were warned, at a certain place, don't touch anything when he's coming. Praise God. Then when God was coming, oh, the thundering, oh, the real shaking. Then they asked Moses, Moses, what is that? He said, God is coming. They took to their heels. Amen. They ran away. So Moses, they ran into their tent. Moses, if that is how it is, then please always you hear from him and come and tell us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. He always send his prophet. He always send. And whoever believe in him that is sent, believeth in him also. Praise God. Yeah, he said, now, God loves to bring you in trouble. Now we are coming to something now. Serious. Amen. He said, God loves to bring you in trouble. He loves to put trouble down and see what you will do about it. That's our journey. Amen. We may face battles. We may face trials. He said, God loves it. He wants to see your response. We have many examples. Their response. Amen. We have many examples. Their response when they met battles and trials. Oh, look at Job. Oh, yes, sir. It's a real good example of a response. The Lord has given. The Lord has taken away. He rose up. Oh, he puts that cloth upon himself, raises up, and worship God. He said, now, look at the journey. He just stopped up the Red Sea. And the first thing you know, he marched them right onto this place. And then he sent Pharaoh after them. See how God likes to do it? Praise the Lord. He led them to what? To the Red Sea. And then he sent Pharaoh's army after them. Say, God loves it that way. Oh, yes, sir. My brother, in this year, you might find yourself in that same situation. And you must know that it is God that has done it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may face that same situation. But always believe in your heart that God's hand is in it. He had allowed it. Said he brought them to the Red Sea, and then he sent Pharaoh behind him. The prophet said, he loves to display his power and love. Why he did that? He wants to display his power and love to you and me. And so when we meet any trial, any battles this 2017, believe that God's hands is in it.
He has allowed it. He wants you to know his power and his love towards you and me. He is God. And he just loves to show you who he is. He wants to show you his power. He wants to show you his love. He wants to show you who, for you to know who he is. Amen. The trouble of it today, you see, is that people say, oh, those things are just of the past. God doesn't do things like that these days. Said, if you have that mind, then you can never receive anything from God. You see. He said, now, the prophet started to give the story. He said, here now comes the children of Israel when they left what? Egypt. Oh, walking in the light. And then Moses going before them. And then he said, Moses said, come on, this is the way. God is calling. We are going out. We are going to the promised land as we are also going. Like today, if there is no trouble on anybody's hands, oh, it is what? Oh, hallelujah, it is here. Oh, hallelujah. And they were what? Shouting, jumping, and having a good time, you know? Now, the first thing they could know is what? They saw dust. What is that? Real big dust. And the prophet said, someone climbed a hill. And then he looked way. And then he said, the army of Pharaoh. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, on their left was what? A hill. Mountain both sides. In front of them, Red Sea. Behind them comes what? The enemy. Said, what can we do? Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, the prophet is telling us, the word of God is telling us, in this year, when you come to any situation like that, here it is. The Lord says, what you so scared about? Never be scared.
Amen.
Amen. Don't be scared. He said, what you so worried about? Don't be worried. Let's take that as we journey this year and beyond. When the trial, the test comes, difficulty comes. My brother, he said, don't get scared. Don't get worried. Amen. Don't get all excited. Don't be frustrated. Amen. Because it is his hands. Praise the Lord. And then he said, could you imagine that when God opened the Red Sea for them to walk through and bury the enemies, he did this wonderful thing for them. And then he said, you may think that that will be the end. He said, well, we had a big trial. God, bless God. See, because when they went to the other side of the Red Sea, they took what? Timbers and everything to give glory and praises to God. We have gone through one trial, and you may think that that is the end of it. So you bless God. That's good. He said, we got over it. He said, we won't have no more. You think that you have no more trouble again. We are on our road to the promised land. And then he said, he led them right out there into the desert. And there was no water. When they thought that they have come out from this big trial, this big trouble, they've come out of it. They thought that was what the end. Only to walk to another one. Praise the Lord. There was no water. So it is, my brother, you may, one trial will come, God comes in, put it right. Then from there you walk to another one again. My brother, let's take faith. Amen.
Let's take faith. The prophet said, could you imagine God with his sanctified holy people? He will lead them right out of one trap and then get them into another one. Could you imagine God doing that? Whereas he could have what? Taken them somewhere where there was water. He could have taken them another way where there was water. He could have provided water for them. He could have made what? A river all the way along. He said he could have done it. Give me Isaiah 41, 18. He could have done it. But why? Look, God can open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. He can make it in the wilderness a pool of water and a dry land a springs of water. He can do all these things. He can do everything for you. But he takes you through that. The question is why? Amen. He said, but if God done that, it will be too easy. Amen. It will be too easy for you. And the prophet said, oh my, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Why did God let this happen? He said, why did God let this happen, Brother Branham? Why did God do that? He said, God is doing that. Let him alone. Amen. Amen. Just say, Lord, thank you. Every situation that comes your way, just take faith and say, Lord, I know your hands is in it. Thank you for everything. You want me to get an experience. And I believe the return will be what? A blessing. Because you are the same God of Job. You did it for him. Oh, yes, sir. It changeth not. He said, you did what? Just walk on. Amen. As long as, you see, you have given your hands to him. As long as he's holding your hands, praise the Lord. Just walk and follow. Amen. Your hands are in his hands. And so whatever comes, my brother, my sister, just walk on. As you believe that your hands are locked up in his own. Whatever comes, is that Bible? Is that just walk on? That's God's business. Amen. Because the footprints of what? He said the footprints of the righteous are ordered by God. Every footstep you take is not by you. He has ordered it. Amen. He has ordered it. So he said, just what? Just walk on. Then the prophet asked this question. He said, what difference does it make? It makes a real big difference. Praise the Lord. Amen. To have your hands in his. Amen. Now listen to this, please. He said, oh, I lost all my money, Brother Branham. Then Brother Branham replied, well, bless God anyhow.
Amen. I lost all my money. He said what? Bless God anyhow. He said, oh, I did this and this happened. Storms blew away my house. He said, bless God anyhow. Amen. The Lord gives. The Lord taking away. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, just keep walking on. That means what? Faith. Let your faith what? Guess and hold the situation. It's all the glory of God. God knows what he is doing. Amen. So as we go through this year and beyond, all the trials, all the battles that will come our way, our ups and downs. Oh, my brother, my sister, fear not. Amen. As long as your hands are locked up in his hands, hold my hands, Lord. Oh, no matter how the bumpy and the road may be. Amen. No matter how the storms, he is in control. And so if you are in a boat and Jesus is in, and the storms are tossing the boat up and down everywhere, tilting it this way, that way, will you ever fear? Or you want to see Jesus with your eyes like this before? Oh no, my brother. He is in your boat. Praise God. Amen. You will fear nothing. You will even sleep and dream. Amen. Amen. Because as long as he is what? He's the one. Oh, he's piloting what? The ship. Amen. Praise the Lord. You will just sleep and dream. Good dreams, sweet dreams. Amen. You will not say, don't worry, don't get scared. Amen. He is in control. Amen. Amen. Oh, my brother, yes, this year, that's going to happen. Some will go through the waters. Some will go through the storms. Some will go through what? Deep, deep seas. Praise God. But all through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, sir. Believe it. You go through storms, you go through rains, you go through what? Whatever you go through, my brother, believe it that all is what? All is through the blood. Hallelujah. And if it is through the blood, oh, my brother, my sister, there is nothing that can overturn your situation. All through the blood. Some through the water, some through the flood. Some through deep trials, but all through what? The blood. Yeah. Amen. Then the prophet said, that is the way he leads us. Amen. That is the way he does what? He leads us. That's the way he leads us. See? That's right. Said, oh my, I feel like I will just stop and scream. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Knowing that all goes through what? The blood. Amen. I feel like stopping and then scream. That's what the prophet is saying. Oh, that's the way he leads his dear children. That is his way of leading his dear children. Amen. And he said, oh, can you just feel it? Can you just feel it? Amen. That every trial, every trouble, whatever be it, good or bad, oh, yes, believe that they are all through the blood. Amen. And he said, oh, can you just feel it that way? He said, but you, can you even just feel that that lovely spirit now is bathing over what, the building? Oh, yes, sir. Now he said, what if your eyes would come open just now? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If your eyes would come just open now. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. And look what is standing by this side of the wall here. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. And that's what is walking through these lines here. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Said, Christ is here. Amen. The Holy Spirit is here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord, by faith we see it. Amen. That we are not alone here. Amen. Amen. Surely our eyes will open. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But now it has to be what? Faith. To behold the heavenly bodies that are all around here. Because Christ, he doesn't come alone. He will come with what? Oh, yes, sir. Amen. With the host of heaven, the angels. Said, if our eyes will open, you see her. Look. Oh, my brother, by faith, do you see it? Amen. Do you see it? Amen. Do you see it? Amen. Walking the what? All the lines here, they are walking left and right, standing around here. Oh, just like what Elisha said, oh Lord, open the eyes of my servant, because we are not alone. And when the eyes were opened, he saw a chariot of fire. Oh, hallelujah. Angels ready to fight. Yes, sir. Oh, musicians, start coming, because we need to give glory to them, because the heavenly body are here. We need to praise him now, and then we will come to our prayer tonight. That Lord, hold my hand. Hold my hand. I surrender my hands to you. Oh, praise God. That is what every prayer of this year. Remember this. Lord, hold my hand. Lord, hold my hands. Amen. As long as my hands are locked up in your hands. Oh, nothing. Oh, my brother, he said, here is my hand, Lord. Take my hand and lead me through. Amen. Here's my hand. Oh, let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. For we have no continuing city here. But we seek one to come. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Let's worship. Let's stand and worship before we come to prayer. Because they are here. By faith we can see them. We can see. Oh, yes, sir.
God be the glory to God, be the glory for the thing He has done. Oh, it is blood He has. He has raised me to God. Be the glory for the thing He has done. Oh, to God, to God, be the glory.
Thank you.
Faith to enter this year. Last our watch night on the 31st, our precious sister Bibi gave a testimony, and I really praise the Lord. It shows the hand of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That God, He is in the midst of His children. Before we sing, we continue singing now. Let's read something from the Lord in Isaiah 41. Now we come back to that scripture. Isaiah 41, 10 to 13. Let's see what it is there. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, "Fear thou not." Amen. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." Listen, he said, "I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Oh, these are all for us. Verse 11. He said, "Behold, now he's coming against all your enemies now." Amen. He's coming against all enemies, powers and principalities, sickness and diseases. Amen. Now he's coming against that on your behalf, on my behalf. And he said, "Behold, all they that incense against thee shall be ashamed. Amen. And confounded." Oh, they shall what? Be nothing. And they shall strive with thee, and they shall perish. Verse 12. Said, thou wilt seek them, and thou shalt not find them. Like how he would covet all the enemy of Israel, he will cover them also. He covered them. Red Sea, he covered all of them. He said, this Egyptian that you see today, you are not going to see them forever anymore. Oh, yes, sir. Thou shalt seek them, and thou shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee, they shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. Then we come to our text. He said, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Amen. Saying unto you, fear not, or I will help thee in this year that we've entered in. Oh, yes. Oh, glory be to his name. When he is, I will follow. Amen. Oh, yes, sir.
Me, I will follow. Oh, he lives. Me, I will follow. Oh, where he lives.
Oh,
me, I will follow. Where I will go. Where
I will go with him.
Go with him.
With him.
Oh,
Yes. We've had your calling tonight.
Lord, I can hear.
Oh,
my Savior calling.
Lord, I can hear him.
Oh,
I can
hear my Savior calling. Did I cross and fall?
The Lord holds your hand through. That's going to be our prayer tonight.
Lord, I'll go with.
Where do you want him to lead you? Where do you want him to lead you? Where do you want him to hold your hand and take you through? You want him to take you through to where? As we sing the last verse now, we sing the last chorus. Now think of
follow.
where you want Him to lead you this year. Think of it. Where do you want Him to lead you? He holds your hands.
He's going to lead you. Now speak to Him. Lord, if you have something you want the Lord to take you through, say, Lord, hold my hands. Take me through. Because you have said, you promised the Lord. Whether be storms, whether be trials, whatever be it, oh Lord, my documents are still locked up. Hold my hands, Lord, and take me through. Oh Lord Jesus, the job I'm looking for, all to thy glory, Lord. Father, hold my hands. Take me through it, O Lord Jesus. I surrender all to you. Lord, I want you. I want more of you in my life. I want more of you. This year, Lord, hold my hands, Lord Jesus, and take me through, Lord. Oh, that atmosphere where, Lord Jesus, oh, I will always see your face. That's the way, Lord, I want to go, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, wherever you lead me, I'll follow. I know my hands are locked up in your mighty hands. And I know that nothing, no storms can break me off as long as you hold me, Lord. But Lord Jesus, tonight I want to bring before you, Lord, the obstacle, the Red Sea that is before me. Lord, I want to bring before you the Red Sea, the situation. Turn it. Let our cry be joy. Let our tears, oh Lord, be full of joy, Lord. Let our tears turn to laughter. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, in your hand, in your hand, in your hand, in your hand,
the land of my strength, the land of my breakthroughs, of God,
in your hand.
Hold my hands, oh God. Hold my hands in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Please be merciful, Father. Hold my hands, God. Thank you, Father.
I think we have a song that's in your hands. I can remember how the song is. Let's sing that song. Remember, in His hands, He said, it's different. It makes difference. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
this very cry. From the waters lifted me, now see I am. Oh Lord, lifted me. His praise is sing. Love so mighty and so true, merits my soul's best sound. Faithful love is service to Him.
Father, we thank you tonight, for you are the fountain of love. Lord, you are love itself. Lord, you are the fountain of all knowledge, the fountain of wisdom. It says, Lord, in your word, but that by wisdom you shape the earth, and that, Lord, by knowledge you fix the heavens. Lord, and we are thankful that you are such. For whenever, Lord, we are going into uncharted territories, into places we have never been before,
Amen.
Lord, we can always have that confidence,
Amen.
That all is in your hands.
Amen.
And Father, we are thankful, Lord, that you have brought us this far. And as we stand, Lord, entering into this year, into a places, Lord, where we have never been, we do not know what this year would bring to us. Father, there are many trials, Lord, that are laying before us, Lord. There are many things, Lord, that we would desire to do. But Father, you have also many plans that you have for us.
Amen.
We do not know, Lord, what would tomorrow bring, but we are thankful anyhow that, Father, you are in control of all these things.
Amen.
And Father, with faith in you, Lord, Father, we lift up our hearts unto you.
Yes.
And Father, we just say, hold our hands.
Yes.
Take us, Lord, into whatever
Amen.
Place that you want us
yes.
to go through.
Amen.
Father, that at the end of the year, we would stand here again and give glory and honor unto the Thy kingdom. Lord, thanking you for the things that you would have brought us through, Lord. Father, we don't know what those things are, but we know you, Lord, that Father, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yes.
Every trial that people have gone through before,
yes.
Lord, when they trusted in you,
Amen.
You brought them through, Lord.
Amen.
Father, even as we heard of the children of Israel,
yes.
Lord, when they were rejoicing that they have gone away from Egypt,
yes.
Lord, lo and behold, there was a Red Sea before them
yes.
and Pharaoh behind them, Lord, oh God, and they would have started to weep, Father, but Moses spoke unto the people
yes.
that cry not, go forward,
yes.
Lord, and we are standing in that place, Father, and you are speaking unto us that you will hold our hands
yes.
and that you would bring us through. We are thanking you for that, Lord, and we are believing, oh God, Father, oh God, one day there were three boys that stood before uncharted territories when they were stood before a fiery furnace and it was heated to a place where it had never been heated before, and that the king had decreed that they will burn for disobeying his word. But Father, you were looking at them, Lord, from heaven, and you came down and you went with them into that fiery furnace, and the king gave testimony that you are the living God. Let it be, oh God, as we go into this new year, Father, that, Lord, you would also come down, Father, and go with your children into every trial, every temptation, everything the devil will throw to them, Lord, Father, and that you will bring them out, and that there will be a testimony again to glorify thy holy name. Oh, we are believing, Father, that no matter what the devil throws to us, Lord, you will bring us through anyhow. Lord, we thank you, Lord. May you grant us this grace, Lord, to continue to believe. Lord, help us, Father, that when the times come, Lord, and it seems it's impossible, Father, may we sing the songs to encourage ourselves, to get up our loins and go into trial. Lord, with you holding us, we believe it, oh God. Grant us this grace, oh God. May you go with us now, Father. Lord, help us not to make only resolutions, but that, Father, if there be anything that you want us to give up, Lord, and an old habit from last year, Lord, help us, Lord, that we may drop it, Father. Lord, oh God, that we may cling only unto you, Father. Lord, thank you, Father. Grant us grace tonight. Lead us, oh God, until we would meet, we commit ourselves to you and ask, Father, that you hold our hands. Lord, let us not try to hold on, but that, Father, only you would hold us, Father. For your hand is everlasting. Lord, it is never failing, oh God. You are a faithful and loving Father. Help us, oh God. We desire your mercies. Bless our brother Maxwell. Bless our brother George. Lord, our brother Maxwell Jr., brother Ellie and sister Angel, Lord, for making this service possible. Bless them, Lord, for their service and every other person that has labored in any way, Lord, that we have not seen. We pray that you be with them also. Bless our pastor. We commit him to you, Lord, and we ask, Father, that this year you take him, Lord, by your hands and lead him, oh God, into heights that he has never been, that, Lord, we may also follow behind, Father, and that you may pour your spirit to guide and to lead every other person until we meet, oh God. We commit our ways to you for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Oh, yes. Tears of joy. Oh, praise be to God. Amen.
Wonderful is thy love, oh such love, such love,
such wondrous love,
oh such love, such wondrous
love,
oh that don't you
lie,
such a sight. How wonderful is thy gift, Christ your joy,
so freely in this gift.
All the good in man is dead on Calvary. Find that ransom, oh such love, such, oh such wondrous, oh such love.